they need to borrow the chesh tishrei. Our halacha and chashanah is a law.
So if a person, we say every year, we remind everybody that there's no heta called eating l'shiurim. What people call eating l'shiurim is an issa d'oraisa and requires a situation of pikuach nefesh to eat what they call l'shiurim. The eating l'shiurim is to avoid an issa kares. Also, especially if the person is not sick now, but might become ill, pikuach nefesh, ill, so then eating the shiurim many times avoids that. So you avoid issakaris. There's no din of kiddush on Yom Kippur, even if it's Chal B'Shabbos. If bread is being eaten, you do have to wash the regular way and make on the Tefillah Shadoyim. You don't have a din of Lechem Mishnah. No kiddush, no Lechem Mishnah. Yes, washing. Yes, on the Tefillah Shadoyim. And you add the Alav Yavon Ritzei in benching, if that's how much you have to eat. If a person has to eat what they call the shiurim, then you have to know, it doesn't mean, it's not a carte blanche thing. If a person, let's say, says they have, the doctor says he has to drink. So you have to ask the doctor, how much total does he have to drink? And then when you drink the amount, let's say it's 30 cc's, 32 cc's every 9 minutes. But it doesn't mean every 9 minutes he's allowed to. It means, let's say the doctor says he has to drink a total of 1,500 cc's. So then you have to cheshbon 1,500. You can, and it doesn't just mean you can drink indiscriminately. No, it has to be done b'chayv d'rosh. It's not just a heter. And if it could be, you can drink, but you can't eat. Or maybe you have to eat, but everything has to be dealt with as an issa d'oraisa, and even if not kares. And therefore, you have to justify everyone. Maybe you don't have to be so didactic mamish, but you can't just say, if you can start fasting, if you can fast till 10 o'clock in the morning, so you have to fast till 10 o'clock in the morning. You can't just start eating in the morning. Etc. So it has to be taken very seriously under the guidance of a Rav who will consult with the doctor, etc. Okay, Chavis Aldavis, we're in Shari Yichel HaMaisa, and we're in Perek Beis, and he's going through the prerequisites to develop the ability to do one's actions in order to and have in mind that it's to do the Rasan Hashem and no other reasons. So he went through the first five, is really the first five Sha'orim in Chavis Alvavas. The sixth was that first four, five, and then there was that only Hashem can help or harm you. Then the sixth was you have to develop a thick skin that you don't care if people are praising you or being Magane you. The seventh is to not care what people, based on the Leiv Tov, we said it means that he has to stop doing things because people will hold of him. When he's doing Olam Haba things, he has to focus on Olam Haba. Hopefully, maybe everything is Olam Haba things. But certainly when he's focused on that, he should stop having the concerns and the cheshbonos of Olam Hazeh. What it will gain for him, whether it's relationships or a job or a shidduch or a yeshiva, he has to stop thinking about Olam Hazeh when he's dealing with Olam Haba. But she yishiru me'alakim v'yivush mimenu, he develops a sense of Yiras Hashem. You have to exercise self-control. You have to exercise the supremacy of the seichel over the guf, as we talked about on Shabbat Shuvah and other times. That's the whole, as the Derech Hashem describes, the development of the moach in controlling what the goof wants to do. Okay, we'll stop here.